Today's edition of The Barn in Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Colorado Beef Council, proudly representing the farming and ranching families of Colorado.
Here's Brian Ulmer.
Receiving more than 450 comments from its public comment period, the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef released an updated sustainability framework for a second round of feedback. The public can submit comments to that revised sustainability framework through December 20th. The USRSB sustainability framework was developed over the course of 3 years by more than 200 industry stakeholders representing all segments of the beef value chain. That framework is comprised of resources that explore key environmental, social, and economic factors and capitalizes on individual voluntary efforts that the industry can implement to assess and improve its overall sustainability. The full set of resources was initially released June 1st for a nationwide 60-day public comment period. According to Kim Stackhouse Lawson, JBS USA Sustainability Director and 2018-19 USRSB Chair, the public comment period was an opportunity to listen, identify areas of improvement, and ultimately create a stronger, more flexible resource for the beef value chain. Stackhouse Lawson continued that the feedback brought us one step closer to finalizing the USRSB framework as we addressed stakeholder feedback. For example, she said, we were able to further clarify judicious use of antibiotics, expand upon practices that could mitigate greenhouse gas emissions or improve carbon sequestration, and further define our role in the implementation of market programs for sustainable beef based on feedback from the public. Highlights of the revised USRSB framework included recusal from sustainable market program or regulatory affairs, support for judicious use of antibiotics in beef production, and additional greenhouse gas emission science. Stackhouse Lawson concluded by saying it was exciting to see the reaction from our first public comment period. We learned that consumer and stakeholder interest and overall confidence in our approach is high. She says she hopes our work through the USRSB can begin to demonstrate our continued commitment to doing things for the right reasons and build trust with beef consumers. A final set of resources for the beef value chain will be revealed in May of 2019 in Fresno, California, during the USRSB's General Assembly meeting. You can learn more about the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef's sustainability framework, as well as participate in the final 30-day public comment period by visiting www.usrsbframework.org.
For ag news, markets, and more, visit barnmedia.net.